Well, happy Monday to you, and welcome back to the DriveCast. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint. I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. I appreciate you taking the opportunity to join us today. I hope you have enjoyed your holiday weekend. We jumped back into our series in Ecclesiastes this past weekend. We're talking about this reality that God offers us a full life in an empty world. And this past weekend, we really talked about, you know, two kind of distinctly different passages, but both really are connected to the same idea. The first one is probably the most recognizable passage in Ecclesiastes. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, to everything there is a season passage. It's made famous back in the 60s and 70s with the song by the Byrds. I believe the name of the song was Turn, 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 which is actually a pretty good metaphor when you think about repentance. However, we just talked about how we tend to view times and seasons in this reality that while we are always in a hurry, that God is not. That we want to get our lives through seasons, but God wants to work in our lives during seasons. It should not be lost on us that what God's will is very clear in Scripture, is for us to be conformed to the image of His Son. That's Romans 8:29. So God will use any means necessary at His disposal to mercifully shape us into the image of His Son. Any means necessary. That's the goal. And so He's just not in a hurry. He's just not on our calendar. I thought about last week, like, how long would it take for me to look like Jesus? How long would it take for somebody to look at me and go, you know, that's really what I think Jesus would look like if Jesus were alive? It's going to take a long time, right? And so God's going to do it as fast as He can. And at the same time, not so fast that He kills us in the process. One of the things I said on Sunday was, you know, God takes 5 months to make a squash and 500 years to make a sequoia. Like, you want to be a sequoia, you want to be a squash. And so God uses time to mold and to shape us into the image of His Son, which really then affects what we talked about in chapter 6 about how we use power, how we react to the range of our effective will. That's what Dallas Willard calls it, the building up of our own kingdom, your ability to make choices and make things happen. And I think a lot of times, you know, we would rather have God's blessings than we would spend time in God's presence. And Solomon talks about power, and he says, listen, all the toil of a man is for his mouth, yet his appetite is not satisfied. And so basically what he's saying there is that an increase in power for humans tends to increase our appetite, because power gives us a false sense of control and security. But we don't have to live that way. We can live above the sun. We don't have to live just on our own, out of our own resources down here, building our own kingdom. That's why we were to pray, your kingdom come, your will be done. We don't have to live according to our appetites. Rather, we can walk with God through the seasons. We can allow God to build us into what He wants us to be, into the image of His Son, and we can receive that. So I'm going to pray that into our lives today, and then I'll give you the opportunity to pray. Father, thinking about our day today, you are going to use any means at your disposal to shape us into the image of your Son, to make us into something that's beautiful, that's usable. So God, that work is typically not fast, nor is it pain-free. Not always exciting, yet we find it very hopeful. So God, we want to work in concert with you today. We lay our lives down in front of you and ask you to open up our eyes to see things the way that you see them today. And it's in your name we pray. Now you take the opportunity to pray.